Great to have you here, Wayne Yoshioka, our political reporter at HPR.
Good morning, Noe.
Well, Wayne, there's been a lot of talk on the national scene about voter registration changes, changes people might not even notice till they get to the polls and try to vote. I mean, is anything like that in store here?
Well, the only thing they have is a same-day registration, and you can vote on the same day. You just walk to the polls on November 6th, register, and cast your ballot.
All right. I need to have an ID for that. Anything else?
Correct. Just an ID.
All right. Now, it actually does sound like it's getting easier for us to vote here in these islands.
Can't be easier.
Yeah. Okay. Unless by mail, right?
Correct. I mean, here we are, 11 days to the November 6th general election. And one of the top races, Governor David Ige running for re-election, and his lieutenant governor running mate, Josh Green, the state senator and the Big Island emergency room doctor, they have a big advantage this time. There were 250,000 Democrats that voted during the primary election.
Okay.
An 8-to-1 margin over Republicans. So the Republican gubernatorial candidate Andrea Tupola and her running mate Marissa Kearns have a real big uphill battle.
Do you think they made about the best showing for Republicans in the gubernatorial race in quite a while?
Well, we shall see, because they're virtually unknowns on the neighbor islands, which is a big disadvantage, because you can't win a statewide race without the big, you know, the neighbor islands. So
true.
We'll see.
They did seem more visible this time around.
Yeah, and they did a great showing, I think. But, you know, really, it really comes down to voter turnout, because the lower the turnout, the bigger advantage you have for the incumbents. So
that's
one of the things.
And speaking of the neighbor islands, how are we looking there? Say, Kauai, or where do you want to start?
Well, we have some great executive races on Maui County. We have that race for mayor, Michael Victorino, who is a 1971 St. Joseph's School graduate from the Big Island, and also the father of Shane Victorino, the baseball player. He's been a council member. He termed out after 8 years, and he has a commanding lead, 39% of the votes, over Ellie Cochran, who's been a council member since 2011. So I think that race is almost a foregone conclusion. Also, the Kauai County Mayor's race, that's also looks like it's almost settled.
Really?
Derek Kawakami, a state representative for 2 terms and a council member for 5 years.
Yeah.
He has a 46% advantage, 24% over the nearest competitor, which is Mel Raposo, the council member who served for 12 years as a Kauai policeman. So I think those two races are almost done.
Not familiar with Kawakami. What do you know about him, Wayne?
Well, he comes from a political family. He had his aunt who was a representative here on Oahu. He also chaired the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative for 2 years.
Oh, really?
So he's really been involved. And he's being a council member for 5 years, he's had that name recognition.
Is he seen kind of as the young, up-and-coming, sort of a new face?
I don't think so. He's pretty seasoned, and he's a great guy to know. He's always laughing, smiling, and if you want to be a politician, that's a good quality to have.
Does he sing karaoke?
No. We also have some great Maui County races. They have 4 seats there, and we have some well-known names like Alan Arakawa, the former mayor.
Really?
And we have Rollins Fernandez. Remember Fernandez Salling from the Kauai? She used to be on
the,
that's a great name. That's a council member from Molokai. Keani Rollins Fernandez is running for that seat. So, you know, some well-known names. We'll see what happens to the Maui County Council.
Interesting. What's happening up at Big Island?
The Big Island, we have a lot of returning people, so it's not really going to be a real shakeup there. We have Valerie Poindexter, who's the chair, and she's returning to her Hamakua seat. We have Aaron Chung, who's also returning. He's from South Hilo. Susan Lee Loy from South Hilo and Keaau, she's returning. And we have a new one, Ashley Kirkowitz, who's a newcomer, and she won over Eileen O'Hara, who was the incumbent. So we'll see a new face there. And we'll also see a new face in Rebecca Villegas, who is from South Kona and North Kona. And she's going for the seat left vacant by Drew Kanuha, who also ran for the mayor's seat.
Right.
So it should be, it's not a big shakeup, but at least it's new faces.
Thanks for the bit of a rundown there. On Oahu, Wayne, what are you looking at? What are you looking most closely at?
I think it's the race on District 4 for the Honolulu City Council between Trevor Ozawa and Tommy Waters. It's a rematch. Trevor Ozawa won the 2012 race by 47 small little votes. So it's going to be a interesting race to follow.
It really will be. Do you think the mayor was kind of weighing in on it a little bit with his port luck?
Yeah, I think so. He's a good friend of Tommy Waters. He supported him during the House when Caldwell was the House Majority Leader and Tommy Waters was an up-and-coming representative, and they really struck it off. They're both attorneys, so they have something in common.
Interesting. Well, geez, thanks so much, Wayne. What's going to be happening for coverage on that election day?
I guess we're going to be, Bill Dorman and I, our news director and vice president, we're going to be doing some play-by-play on the election. So we'll see how that goes.
That always works so well for those of us who have to be driving around, particularly at that time. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thank you, Noe.
That was HPR's political reporter, Wayne Yoshioka. And you can find his full reports online at hawaiipublicradio.org.